Zaffarelli
on 2FM.
Now, I'm looking forward to this because this time of year, people pleasing might seem like the nice thing to do and it might seem like the easier option, but is it a bad habit that's going to cost you in the long run? So no matter how well-meaning they might be, you might be better off saying no. And Dr. Brian Penny is the life change strategist who is going to tell you how. Brian, I'm so glad you're here because I need your help as well as everybody else. So what? Tell me first of all, what is people pleasing?
Right, Africa, and it's a tough one. I need help. I need to act on this stuff myself. We all do. But in a nutshell, right, people pleasing, it's doing things for other people to the detriment of yourself.
Yeah.
But because you care what they think and you can't say no as a result. Mm-hmm. Now, it's hard to pin down. And I heard this amazing story a few years ago. There's this woman in America, Whitney Cummins, brilliant comedian. She's amazing.
I know her, actually.
Do you know
her?
She's so funny. She's great. And she had a show called Whitney, I think it was called, in 2013, big huge show. And her staff would be pitching jokes. And basically, she was a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And what she said was, I was so afraid of people not like me that people, my staff, would pitch jokes. I would say yes to all of them, and because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
Says I'd have to change them later, and then all of a sudden the script comes out and the jokes aren't there and they feel betrayed and lied to. Now, this was killing her career and her relationship with her staff, until one day she heard this phrase: people pleasing is a form of assholery. And I love that. I love that. And she was stunned by the statement, right? But she couldn't disagree. And this is what she said: because you're not pleasing anyone, you're just making them resentful and you're assuming they can't handle the truth. Mm-hmm. It's patronising.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that variance of it. I love that variation of it, you know?
That's really interesting because it's like, it's kind of, and we were talking about it there briefly, like, it's quite an Irish thing. A lot of the time. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what's wrong with, not wrong, but like, I don't know what it is about us that like, is it a self-esteem thing or something like that? You're just desperate for people to like you and to not be bitching about you afterwards. Do you know what I mean? This is it.
And it really taps in, like, because it's interesting. This way it's hard to pin down because like people pleasing, it's a form of assholery, like as if they're bad people. But people pleasers are some of the nicest people you can meet. And being Irish, I'd like to say that we're really sound, nice people in general,
of
you know?
Course.
And that's some of the challenges. Like you want to do favours, people pleasers are great organisers, they always have the time for you. And the reason for it is, like, it's because you could say because I'm really, really nice. But it's because the word no just doesn't exist in their vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, like it says, like it's like this wanting to be liked, a fear of rejection, a deep-rooted fear of rejection. That's one of the big aspects of people pleasing. And I'd like to think I don't worry about that, but there's elements of that where I just don't, it pulls at the heartstrings to say no. And I think for some people, it's like, it's a want to feel needed.
Yeah.
And your identity can get wrapped up in that, a false sense of identity that if I feel needed, I feel important, and it's filling maybe a hole in the soul, which is that deep-rooted fear of rejection or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's many elements of it as well, but it's like, it's a fear. It is really a fear.
So why, like, you talk about, like, say, so fear of rejection and stuff like that. So say, right, that would certainly be true in, say, like a personal relationship or something like that, you know, like with a partner or with even a potential partner or something like that. You want to always, in relationships, you want to put the best version of what you see as the best version of yourself forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least at the start. And then, like, so maybe you... So I understand that in a personal relationship. So say like in a work relationship or whatever. We were talking about it before in like kind of different work styles. Someone will say, I need this done. This is a huge problem for me. So I'm going to make this problem your problem. And because you're a people pleaser, I know you'll do it.
Yeah, and this people pleasing can be addictive.
Yeah.
And one of the things, I was chatting about this recently, and basically from a boss's perspective, right, they're going to pull on the heartstrings if it works.
Mm.
And behaviour that's rewarded is repeated. So what can happen with that is, like, you could nearly, people will unintentionally, maybe intentionally, pick on people pleasers. Like you said, I know they'll do it because they don't want to say no, because it could be a confidence thing as well. Like, it's a lack of boundaries, a lack of assertiveness as well. Because if you know what is important to you, and if you say no to yes to one thing, mm-hmm. you have to say no to other things. So if you know what's important for you, mm. it gives you that boundary and assertiveness to say, no, I need to do something else. I have to say no.
Yeah.
But if you're loose around the edges on those things and you don't have your boundaries right, you don't have your priorities right,
yeah.
it can be a little bit more challenging.
What are the risks, right? Because in being a people pleaser, say, so say first of all, right, in personal relationships, like we were talking about there, what traps are you going to fall into if you're always looking to please your partner or a potential partner or whatever?
Right. The big one, right? I'll answer that one first.
Yeah,
right?
There's other
big evidence-based risks. But that question you specifically ask in relationships, and it doesn't have to be intimate relationships. It could be just, well, not like romantic relationships.
Yeah.
It could be your relationships with your other loved ones as well, parents and stuff.
Friendships and friendships and stuff.
And what can happen is people pleasers can say yes, 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 and they want to feel needed. They don't want to get rejected. All of these things, it could be part of their identity, and it's just, it gives them a little bit of a lift when they do things for other people. But if they keep on getting asked mm-hmm. and they're sacrificing other things in their life, silent anger, silent resentment can build up over time, and it can break down relationships. Like, resentment is the biggest killer. It can turn into contempt, which is the biggest killer in relationships. So this can build up quietly over time, which is really, really dangerous for breaking down relationships, which is the core of who we are.
Yeah,
you know,
you were talking there about the evidence based stuff when it comes to the risks of people pleasing. Tell me about that.
And this blew me away when I read the research, and this, it blew me away. And it's basically mental health risks, physical health risks, mm-hmm. because when you think about it, there's no self-care. If you are constantly doing things for other people and that's top of your agenda, so other people are more important because mm-hmm. you're saying yes to them. If you're saying yes to them, you're most likely saying no to yourself. Mm-hmm. So you're probably sacrificing exercise, going for a massage, going for therapy, eating healthy, doing the things, the self-care stuff that you need to do to fill your cup.
Yeah.
And like your health, if you have bad health or your energy's low, you're not going to be very useful to other people long term as well.
Yeah.
So the health implications of people that are people pleasers is damning. The evidence is really, really damning.
When you get into a situation where, I always think this about myself actually, when I'm more likely, I think, to let people down after I say yes for so long, if you know what I mean. Because it'll get to a point where I can't say yes anymore. And I might have said yes to something, and then you have to say, I actually can't. Do you know, having said that you'll do something.
Yes.
Because you get to, like, you hit a limit.
Yeah.
And you say, I actually can't do that. And then because people are used to you doing the things that you said you'd do, they're shocked when you say when you say you can't.
Who do you think you are?
Exactly. Yeah. So then it's like, so you're more likely then, I think, to let people down. Is that, would you feel that?
It is, definitely, 100%. And the research shows that as well, because again, people pleasers will overcommit because they're saying yes, 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 yes. They don't want to let people down, but then it will be too stressful. Their energy levels will be depleted and you are forced physiologically and mentally and emotionally to say no. You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, where is that tipping point for you? The earlier that tipping point comes, the better. And having boundaries and being assertive around that is better for you. But if you let that just flow over, your stress levels and your energy levels will be depleted. Mm-hmm. And there's research on this that's shown people are completely overwhelmed and burn out like at a hospital level from just an addictive people pleasing behaviour.
So let's talk about this then, because it's December. It's nearly Christmas, thank God. It's start of the new year coming soon. And people might want to make, people always want to make changes at the start of the new year.
Yes.
If what you want to make a change about is the fact that you're a people pleaser and you want to, you know, you want to set some boundaries and you want to rein yourself back in a little bit, what's the way out of this for people who are in so deep that it's like, you know...
Right, a couple of tips on that, right?
Yeah,
and I was going to talk about this, right? But I was chatting to Edna outside, and it's something that I do every year, right? I got it from a mentor, a friend of mine, Mick Slane, and it's a not-to-do list for the year.
Oh, I love this. Yeah,
it's
amazing.
It's brilliant, right?
Okay,
so
brilliant.
What I'm going to do and what I'm going to do and what other people should do is have a look at your calendar in 2022 and see, what did I do that I should have said no to? And that is your on your not-to-do list for 2023. So you have an objective measure. Like, you can look at it and rate it on a scale. I love metrics. Rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. So you can start to say, should I have done that? That's a 5 out of 10. That's a no. 6 out of 10, no.
Yeah.
8 out of 10, oh yes, I should have done that. 7 out of 10, That's the danger point.
Okay.
That's FOMO.
Okay.
That's fear. All of these different things.
Yeah.
So it's a no.
Okay.
Sevens are the danger point. So if you're maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. It's if it's not that important. It's if it's not a hell yeah, it's a no.
Okay.
And have a look at that. And it's really, really good. So that's good. Like, I'm thinking of my own not to-do list. I'm looking at my calendar. But it's also like sugar doesn't serve me energy. So that's on my not-to-do list as much as I can for 2023. My phone in the evenings, I want to eliminate that from my life. So these different things, if you're a procrastinator, I won't say people-pleasing because that's the core of what we're trying to do. That's the real problem. But a not-to-do list so you objectively know and bring, give a little reminder to yourself in your calendar or something like that to show you, to remind you, because we forget about these things. Great intentions, early doors, come February, we're people-pleasing again, we're depleted, we're stressed, we're resentful and all of these different things. So it's really, that's a really nice little tool.
It's great too.
But a few other nice little tips on this as well,
because
in the moment, and this is a struggle that I have, I would be quite an impulsive person. It's probably what got me into trouble back in my old life. And I sort of just, I might just say yes really quick and then I'd be like, oh God, I should have thinking about that. So my default now is, let me check my calendar and I'll get back to you.
Oh, that's a good one.
And have that as your number one default. So anything you're asked, let me check my calendar, I'll get back to you. And all of a sudden,
right in the day.
Yeah, because what you're doing here, in a nutshell, what you're doing is, to say no, you're trading popularity for respect, because people will respect you. Oh, they have a calendar, I didn't know what they're doing. Like, I respect that, you know? So you check the calendar, it gives you a little bit of time. And there's a couple of tips as well around that. Like, so two other things that's really, really good. One of them is just use simple logic. I'm actually not in the country, or I'm actually not going to be around, or I have other plans, if that's the logic, and I just can't do it. But sometimes that gives them an out and say, maybe this, maybe that.
Okay.
So Irish people tend to defend themselves. This is a problem I have, and I say, oh, well, I can't because of this, that. Just say no. Nope.
Was it Elizabeth Olsen said, no is a full sentence?
Yes. I love that. No is a full sentence. Brilliant.
And I've heard that. And I have taken it on board, but I can't seem to do it. It's the only thing. And loads of people find it very hard.
I struggle with that personally. And do you know what I find is that whether it's not so much business leaders have to do, because there's a lot of pulls on their time. And let's say successful people, it depends what success is. For me, it's inner peace. But let's say success in the conventional kind of sense that we think about it. And you'd see business leaders are people that are very, very busy. They tend to have no as a full stop, or they don't have time to explain themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're nasty people. That's not my, I'm saying, wow, they have it together. They're really, I respect that. So it's trading that's popularity true. For respect.
Yeah.
But I have a little triad of tools that I think is really, really good. And the calendar gives you the space. But the triad of tools when you're saying no to someone, right, is to show them that you've thought about it, that you're grateful, but make it non-personal. So if you're asking me for something, for a coffee or go out for a party, and say, look, I've had to think about that, it sounds like a great idea, I say it's going to be great fun, and I'm really grateful, thanks so much for asking me, I really appreciate that, but I'm taking a coffee shop meeting diet at the moment, and I'm not meeting anyone for coffees because I've been pulled in too many directions. So you're showing them you thought about it, you're being grateful, and you're not saying no to them, you're saying no to everything that revolves around that in that moment. So it's a really powerful tool, and I've been fascinated by this subject. So I sort of researched Greg McKeown, Tim Ferriss, another couple of people that are sort of experts on the art of no and how to say it gracefully, and they're sort of the best tools that have come out of that little research I've done myself. So it's really, I won't be able to say no to anyone that way anymore now in case you heard this interview. But
exactly. Yeah, you've given away all your secrets.
No.
What's the, so that's a really good way of kind of making the, I suppose, like, rejection of someone else's kind of idea firm but not personal.
Yeah.
And that's hard, what's hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's never going to be easy. That's just the reality of it. And like, I have all these tips, I have all these tools, and I've wrote about this. I've wrote blogs and articles about this topic, and I still get people like wanting to meet me for a coffee, and people I wouldn't know that well, and I feel like it pulls at the heartstrings. And I think that's what it is, especially if someone's looking for help in some kind of way. But the reality was, what happened to me in 2022, I was doing a lot of podcasts, and I was doing doing it, meeting a lot of people. Not so much for coffees, but I was getting back to people on social media channels and stuff like that. And it was really pulling at me time. And it ended up that I wasn't spending enough time with my loved ones and people are really in my life.
Yeah.
And I do. So it's about, obviously, I'm going to give back. And that's really, really important to me. Mm. But it's getting the boundaries with that. And what I've personally done, I run a mentorship program with school kids in a school in Tallaght. Yeah. And that's kind of, I do that on the Mondays, that's kind of my give back. So that sort of helps me to become more assertive so I don't feel as bad for the other things. But we've a limited amount of time, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
We sleep for 8 of those.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not much time. It's a finite resource.
Yeah.
So use it. You got to use it well. And that one sentence, one word sentence is your weapon.
Yeah, 100%. Brian, I will try so hard to make this a reality and I hope that loads of other people will as well. 51552 is the number if you are a people pleaser, you feel like you're a people pleaser, or maybe you ask too much of someone, you think you might be a people pleaser in your life. 51552 is the number. Brian, where can people find out more about all of your stuff and everything that you do?
Yeah, great. Cheers, Afric. So a good place to go would be Instagram. So it's BrianPenny78. Jen always says, I was giving away my edge. I'm trying to, I own Brian Penny. I own Brian Penny, but I don't know the passwords. I can't get into it.
No.
I know. So that's a good place to go for me. And my website is BrianPenny.com. I have articles on people pleasing in there.
Brilliant.
But so that's definitely the best place to find me.
It's just a treat to see you as always. And thanks so much for that. Have a very happy Christmas.
You
don't
too,
be
Afric.
Saying yes to things that
I
you don't
won't.
Want to go.
I won't.
Even though everyone's going.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.